PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy declaring a state of emergency today for much of South Jersey, including Monmouth and Ocean counties. Up to 4 inches of snow expected by the end of the day in Ocean County, up to 3 inches in Monmouth. Elsewhere around South Jersey, snowfall totals will range from 4 to 8 inches. North Jersey is expected to see little or no snowfall. Statewide, all state offices will have a delayed opening until 11 o'clock. The Ocean County College campus and the OCC Manahawkin will be closed today. A proposed New Jersey law would force the MVC to allow walk-ins 2 days per week. Right now, most transactions can only occur when an appointment is made online. Anthony Mitchell, representing hundreds of MVC workers, is opposed to the change. He says things are working smoothly right now.
Customers no longer arrive hours before the agency open. Lines are shorter, and all customers with appointments are seen.
Mitchell says if walk-ins are permitted again, more staff will be needed and agency locations will have to be added or expanded. Authorities say a murder conspiracy in Ocean County continues to grow.
On Saturday, the Ocean County prosecutor charged a fifth person with murder in connection with a body found in the woods in Manchester Township. Officials say 34-year-old Sandeep Kumar of Queens, New York, conspired with four other people in the October killing. Authorities found 35-year-old Kuldeep Kumar's badly decomposed body in Manchester's Greenwood Wildlife Management Area in mid-December. Four other people from Indiana were arrested last month. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A South Jersey woman and her two dogs are lucky to be alive this morning after they fell through the ice in Gloucester Township. Timber Creek was only partially frozen over near the dog park when the woman went through the ice. She was partially submerged when police got there. She and her dogs were rescued, and she right now is in the hospital but should be okay. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Winter storm warning and advisory both in effect, but where? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara has the complete forecast coming up at New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories in effect for the southern half of the state until late tonight. We've got a snow day for at least part of New Jersey. Expect periods of snow to last throughout your Monday. Light to the north, heavy to the south. And the steadiest and most widespread snow is pretty much now through early afternoon. Now, there's a big range of snow totals here. North Jersey, zero. 6 to 9 inches of snow accumulation along the southern edge of the state today. High temperatures will reach about 30 degrees. It's cold out there. Snow showers may linger through this evening, then skies clear quickly after midnight. Low temperatures around 20, and then we face some really cold weather, mostly sunny and windy tomorrow. Highs in the upper 20s, the wind chill no better than the teens. Things are looking frigid for Wednesday and Thursday, too. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, it's 27 degrees in Orange, 25 in Hillsborough, 26 in Toms River. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm, leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water? Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.